Abyss by Nicholas Binge. Narrated by John Lee. Inside. Second instance. 27 seconds. Good morning, Joseph. This is Wellbot with your daily wellness check. How did you sleep last night? Shivering hands rest over faded keys. Sweat pools around his neck under his shirt. Weighing every word with surgical care, he types, Morning. Yes, well, thank you. Better? In the seconds between his response and the reply, he loses focus. Closing his eyes, he does his best to remember why he is here, what must be done. I'm afraid that's not an honest account of your well-being, Joseph. Do I need to alert a supervisor? A scream echoes from deep within the building, or perhaps from deep within himself. Veins bulge, ready to burst. This is it. She whispers in his ear, It is now or never. Break the mold. Taking a deep breath, he reaches forward to type, perhaps for the last time. 1. It's 2:35 in the morning, and for some reason that he is utterly unable to fathom, Joe is still awake. I'll be in bed by 11, he told himself early that day, and he was, watching an hour-long video on YouTube where a celebrity chef cooks potatoes. 47 different ways. Then he had to quickly check Instagram before he closed his eyes, just to make sure no one had messaged him. It helps to ignore the fact that no one ever messages him. And 2 hours later, he found himself lost at the end of a collection of increasingly banal reels, algorithmically focused around cooking, weightlifting, and parenthood. He stopped going to the gym a year ago. He isn't a dad, even if he finds the reels oddly comforting. At least he still cooks. Or, well, he tries to, which reminds him that the lamb korma he started marinating 8 days ago has been in there too long now and will have to be thrown out before he can actually cook it. Fuck. Deliberately, with a conscious movement of force, he plugs in his phone and puts it face down on the bedside table. Enough. Time for sleep. Just quickly, he reaches over for his laptop on the other side to check if anyone liked his Twitter post from earlier today. It would always be Twitter in his head, regardless of whatever a billionaire fuckwit wanted to change it to. In fact, he'd deleted the app from his phone in protest, and so he wasn't constantly checking it. On his computer screen, there are 2 likes from people he doesn't know and a reply from a bot telling him to invest in Bitcoin. He closes his laptop, too. It's 3:15 a.m. Ugh, fuck! It's his first day at the new job tomorrow. And he's going to feel like shit. He needs to be in at 9, looking presentable and ready to go. That's in 6 hours. Nope, 5 hours and 45 minutes. Which means he needs to be up in 4.5 hours to get the bus. Which means if he falls asleep in the next 30 minutes, he'd get 4 hours sleep. Is that enough? He resists the urge to pick his phone up and Google it. His leg twitches. Why the fuck can't he sleep? A month ago, at the behest of Sandra, his online therapist, he tried physically journaling. He hated it. What he discovered very quickly was that he'd not written anything by hand longer than a birthday card in over 5 years. And really, when was the last time he sent a birthday card? Cards were stupid things that just cluttered up space, when realistically, he told himself, it would be better to just call the person and wish them happy birthday. Or send a text. Or a Facebook message, or something. His mum hadn't complained when he'd stopped sending cards, so clearly she was all right with it. Even if he did usually forget to call as well, it wasn't like she hadn't reciprocated. She used to send him food packages, homemade shepherd's pie, plum crumbles, shortbread for snacks, and pastries for breakfast the next day. She hadn't done that in months, so it's not like he was to blame, right? Joe's phone buzzes, and he snaps it off the bedside table so quickly he almost knocks the lamp over. Young Prophets at the East Hall, 24th May, it says. Anyone in? It's from a WhatsApp group his mate Afo added him to, called Friends at Rock, 1.5 years ago, after he'd met a few of Afo's other friends accidentally at a pub. It existed to arrange meetups for gigs and new bands in affordable London venues. The second message was a Spotify link to their album. I'm in, a girl called Datty replied, who Joe had never met. Another guy said he couldn't make it. Joe didn't reply. He had never, in fact, contributed to the